The halachas of ksiva. What we're speaking about in ksiva? We're speaking about a chiddush. About half oishus. We say on the side of a sefer, for example, a person's got writing on the side of a sefer. That's where the shayla starts, and he wants to open up the sefer. By opening up the sefer, he's breaking up oishus. So we saw a few svaras yesterday about why it's not. Let's be so clear. Let's just go over this a minute again. We spoke about one of the svaras. That's the one that Mishnah Berurah brings down. Is that this sefer is only to open and close. It's a shin man. Let's just find it again. Shin man. So since it's only to open and close, so it's not an issur of there's no issur of mechika and ksiva, because that's what it's only for. It's only to do this the whole time, yeah? Sorry. Tirim, Shin Mem, Sivkot Yud Zayin. Shin Mem, Sivkot Yud Zayin. So here, that's what you brought down over here. The idea of Sikha Shiva is on where I'm here. That's the more Chubal Hawk was there, but he does have a Khan Tama, Kimber to Austin Lindman address. This is made to open and close. Lekker was there, Shum Chik Xiva, like a dentist that got in like a door. That was Kiddush number one. My sir, that's Kiddush number one. Others learn the Heta over here is based on the fact that it's Kiddush Oishis. All you're doing is bringing letters together. Like we said before, that if you've got a whole letter and you bring it together with another letter, a whole letter, an aleph and a base, you make a word bo, there's no is of ksiva. So who are din that they want to learn that half letter? That's also a chiddush, really, because you could say that here you're making a letter now. Before it was never a letter. So that could be worse. And then there's a final thing that some of that claim says, it's a psik ratio of trade bonds. When you open and close the safer over here, it's a psik ratio. You're not interested in making do mechika ksiva. You're doing an actual act, just opening and closing. It's a trade to Rabbonon. One, it's Kerachayat, it's not known where Ksiva Mechiga. It's Shlom Alas Lichter, it's Shlom Alas Limchoy, and therefore they will land it. Other poskim disagree with the table, and they hold it's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah's final Achor, we didn't get to the bottom of this, the Mishnah Berurah says at the end, the Mishnah Berurah says, the mice and the minics to make them. Chayin ha minic to make them, yeah?
No jumpers.
No jumpers, okay, coming up. Chayin boi Mishnah Berurah, Chayin ha minic. Or Mikol Mokim, says the Mishnah Berurah, ideally, if you've got another sefer, you should use the other sefer, not this one. That's what it says. Yeah, that's what we came out. That is the halacha of Mishnah Berurah. So if you ask halacha lemaaseh, what should you do with a sefer like this? If you've got no other Mishnah Berurah around, then you can use this one. If you've got another one around, you should use the other one. Now, I told you yesterday, I'm watching this puzzle over here, that this is actually 2 days ago. I told you this is a problem on Shabbos. Because you're putting it to a frame. So even though it's a whole surah, this is a whole letter, but if you put it into a frame, I told you it could also be problematic with something that's closer. My son of us, it's not a problem. Because it's not called a frame, it's only when it stays there firmly. If you just tilt it out and it comes out, that's not a problem at all. He said that's not called a frame. The frame has to be firm. If the frame is not firm, there's no problem with closing. The scroll is much firmer, I think, actually. It stays in there. It could well be it stays in there.
Jigsaw puzzle is not made
to be fair. Now, jigsaw puzzle, let's come back to a jigsaw puzzle. Jigsaw puzzle is yesterday's shear. That's half osseous, which are joined together. Yes. So, again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayra, if you can avoid using a jigsaw puzzle on Shabbos, one should. Can anyone tell you why it might be worse than a jigsaw puzzle? Why might it be worse than this case over here, or the safer?
It's in a frame, is it?
Oh, it's a frame. It doesn't hold me still, but I think it's worse.
Stay.
What? First of all, obviously, you do pick a bomber there. When you open your sefer, you're not at all interested in, like, in breaking and opening the letters over here. When a person makes a puzzle, he wants
that. So why do you do it if it's not for
where?
You to read it?
When, I don't know why they do it on a library book. They do it on a library book. They do it because they want to print on there.
In order to read it?
No. Well, they print it over here, the name of the Masikat Ashur. Why do they print it so you can't take it home and use it yourself? It's a stempel of theirs and no one can pinch it. That's what they want. They don't want you to read it now. They don't want you to read the Masikat Ashur's label over here. Yeah. They're doing it that no one can take it.
The fact that they wanted
them
to see, that being seen means they
want
to read it.
Not for you, they're not you to be doing it. When you open a statement, you've got no kabbalah at all on the right.
You read it, you open it,
you've
got your name
on it. No one writes on the paper over here. That's not a kabbalah. You write your name in front of the safer.
No, but the first time, yes.
What?
It's okay.
Maybe many times you don't have to read it anymore, but the very first, second time, but you still don't know yet.
Why do you want to understand? Why do you want the reading on it? Why do you want the writing on it?
Because
The library writes all because they want to make sure they belong to them, not to take it home with them. Right. But most people who do it, they don't want it, they're not interested at all. So there, the chora, it's not the kavana. This, the puzzle that you do is the chora much worse. They are doing the kavana.
You want it.
Mamish, you want it. There, yes.
It's not about that, you have to know.
And, no, you have to know about that. That could be a bit worse, chora, yeah? It could be a bit worse. Someone asked yesterday about a page that's torn. What's in the city? You got the city, you look a big mile on Friday night, and the page is torn, the Christmas torn. So let's say it's torn in between the letters. So you want to put the letters down in order that you can read it nicely. So Christmas answers the problem when you know it. So let's say something you want to be able to read. Is that the same problem over here? The chayr is very simple, this problem. Again, here is a bit worse because you want it. You're doing it but come on. Could be worse. Rav Moshe tells it too. Rav Moshe says the same thing. And the Moshe says, if your makel, which the Ikka did, is that to put Oishas next to each other is okay, like the Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah says. So he said if a person wants to read from a sinner and he needs to put the letters together, he allows it actually, Ramosha. Moshe writes in the Tshuva. English Moshe here, Yerodev, give us a line. He writes there, it's like Sidi HaSefer, it's like similar to the size of the book, the Sefer, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Sha'os is made to open and close. This Sidi is made to open and close. And when you open it, close it, the pages get in line with each other. So he times, that's the same thing that Moshe says, and everyone's right. And he says, possibly, if the Oishas and Nikah, as they are, they're probably more or less whole letters, so no problem. However, Mr. Karelitz there, he's a bit more mad. Mr. Karelitz says that this is also called everyone here. Because like we said before, there's a swara here, that here, the page is not meant to be put together. You're not meant to close them and line the sacred and pages up together. It's not like the Mishnah was heta of the book, which is made to open and close. So he times it's worse, the case of the what do you call it? Okay, that was Abkan, what we did. One other thing is also interesting, I want to have a song, everyone's got one of these. There's some jumpers which have got written on the cap. They haven't seen it. It's very interesting, and when you zip it up, the letters close up together.
The A.
So that's Mamish Shaila, yeah? That's Mamish, this case over here, of joining up the Oishas, which the Mishnah Berurah says one shouldn't use on Shabbos, one should use something else. So if you've got no other jumper available, tucker, and it's freezing cold outside, and you want to, what do you call it, if you need a jumper, then you could use it. But if someone's got another jumper to use, I don't know what to talk about the jumper. Mm. I want to, if someone can bring a sample, I'd like to see what it looks like. It's very, I don't know anyone, I'm not fussy. It's very, yeah, okay, so next time hopefully, but next time, something like Monday night maybe. Yeah, so interesting, so that's Mamish this case, the Chayr over here, are we joining our Oishas together, which is problematic, even though...
Even though
it's
only to take it
out
again to undo it.
But that's the case of the sinner. But the Meister Mishnah Berurah says, the Chayr wants to use another one, one shouldn't do it. Yes, if you zip it out and you slide it off you, then that's no problem, Tucker. That's Tucker right. Okay. A couple of very sheer eggs. I must say, many years ago, I was getting a shear somewhere. Someone put their hand up because they want to know the following Shaila. They were at a mitzvah a few weeks ago, it was in America, it wasn't in England. And what happened was they were sitting down at the table about 11:30 in the afternoon in the morning. And what happened was about 11 in the morning, about 10 to 12, the Balabos came over to a few people. He said, do you mind if we want to table number 11? Okay. Table number 11. Yeah, there's a table, empty table there. So go and sit down. A few people sit down at the table number 11. Just before 12 o'clock, he comes over to me and says, can I ask you a favor? Those people sitting at the table. He says, yeah, they say, yeah. He said, if you look at that corner over there, you'll see there's a camera. I've set a camera on the time switch for 12 o'clock to take a picture. And I'd like to remember this simcha which is going on today. So if you could all smile at the camera, I would appreciate it.
Oh, this is Shabbos.
On Shabbos as well. Is that right?
No, it's not. It's definitely
you need to set the camera? You need to set the camera?
Oh, everything. Is everything allowed?
No.
But you say no.
No.
Good rabbi, yes. Why is that?
You
don't
need anything yourself. The camera
is set. Interesting. So I must say, the Rob asked, I wish I could have taped this for the Rob. My mummy's got a Muslim Joshua room, I've never had it before. He said, he said to me, was it past, it must have been last week, he said to me. It was past the MRI asking this question. He said, did it happen last week, Pascha Roshim? I said, I've got no idea when it happened. I said, wrong. I said, I don't know when it was. He says, it's Mamish last week, etc. Kadoshim to you, you must have been a manuvel B'shus HaTorah, he said to me. He said, it could be, it's not, he didn't want to tell me what halacha is. He just said to me, Mitzvah Zilzim and Shabbos. He said, it's like the wrong thing. That's Mamish, not the right thing to be doing. It's not the right thing to be doing on Shabbos. It's Mamish, it's not a good thing to be doing. But It does need not to raise the question, because let's say you're walking down the street. A guy stops you and says, you know, I like the look of you, you look very nice. Would you mind to smile so I can take a picture?
That's my
guy. Yeah, down.
But you're standing, so you're going down here. The guy says, right, he has got his camera on, he's got his camera around him, and he says, do you mind to make a night? Do you mind to smile? I'd like to take a picture of you.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that, Charles?
No, you're not allowed to.
Why not?
You're going to be there. You miss out on chance.
You recognize Shabbos being broken by Jews, but outside, you're not interacting with the camera. It's not yours.
That's true. So here, you're not dealing with the camera at all. I said, I'm no shy shooter. We're going to everything. So I asked the Rosh, I'm responsible for the Rosh. The Rosh said to me, it's the Chere, it's a lock and shuk and lock. You can't do it. What's that?
No, so you can't have a kiddush in your own house and ask the goy, the cleaner, take the photos of the people.
My friend, that's much worse. You can't ask a goy on Shabbos to do a lock for you.
But yeah, she did herself.
But she's doing it for you. You've got a chor. You've got a chiddush machor.
Yes.
You can, if a goy, that means that's poshut. If a goy comes to your house, you've got a simple girl in your house, and the goy says, you know what, it's lovely, this simple, it's mum, it's nice, I must take some pictures for you. You've got to make her machal. You've got to stop him doing it.
She can do it for herself.
If she's doing it for herself, you have to make sure she's doing it for herself. She's not doing it for you. She wants you to see the machal. That, I must tell you, that is a classic example of an issue which could be also loyal avoid, actually. It could be that nene, if it's done amazing, could be also loyal avoid.
She's doing it for herself.
Yeah, I'm talking about the guy who's doing manage for himself in this case in the street. The guy likes you, likes the look of you, he wants to, he stops you in the middle of the street and says, please, I want to take a picture of you. Now, there you're not doing anything after doing it, he's not doing it for himself, he's not doing it for himself. So here the law says to me, start off with interesting things. The law in Simon Sheen Zion.
Sometimes in the area where there's always camera.
Interesting, I
love
that.
Thank you.
Sheen Zion Simcham Aleph. Sheen Zion Simcham Aleph. Halacha is, Shulchan Aruch says like this, you mustn't give a piece of meat to a goy on Shabbos. Sheen Zion Simcham Aleph. This is fine. You mustn't give a piece of meat to a goy on Shabbos. You mustn't give a piece of meat to a goy on Shabbos. Also, Loimele Yehudi B'Shabbos, hey, the Moses there, take this piece of meat, Ubashel Oysel and Sokol, cook it for yourself. You mustn't help him do a malach on Shabbos. They're also doing the chayyah. That's Mamshi's case over here. It means what you're doing is you're helping him do a malach. He's taking a picture. That we really have to speak about. What is a camera? When a person takes a picture, what is he doing? So we're going to come to this person. Hopefully, I'm going to start this about CCTV cameras. But the chayyah.
Why can't you do it?
Yes. Since you can't do this yourself, you're telling the good to do it, it looks like a miracle. It's a chiddush. I say it's awesome, it's throwing sugar on. You're helping him do it. Yeah, probably. In this case, it's mutter, because there's an halach in Shulchan Aruch, which says on a busy day of business, which is an Issur Rabban, you're allowed to give a goy money and tell the moshe to go to the fair and buy yourself a nice picture. And I'll buy it off you after Shabbos. That means the picture costs £1,000. Tell me, you buy it for £1,000, I'll buy it off you after Shabbos for £1,050. Why is that mutter? Because I have the activity. So he said, that is clear that my Issur Rabbanon, this issa doesn't apply. It's only by an issa with a Torah, a bashel, with an issa of cooking, that he must ask a non-Jew to do. Over here, in the Chorah, where the non-Jew is doing on his own accord, strictly speaking, it's halacha, it's hard to pin really exactly what the issa is. But the Chorah, when I say this is on Shabbos, that's not very good. You start taking pictures on Shabbos like that. One has to ask a Rav whether one's allowed to do it. I'm talking about ikka halacha, one has to know, is that a problem or not at all? Chorah, you're not doing anything at all. The goy is taking the picture, you're just standing still. It means you're standing still, like someone talking to the goy, it's right. When you stand still, there's no picture going on. It's doing nothing. You're standing still in front of the in front of the picture, nothing at all. Later, he puts the camera and takes a picture of you. That goy, he's doing everything himself, that goy is already better. So I'm saying, beside the issue of zilzul in Shabbos, one has to know if that's enough to be done. The shiny is the moshe, let's say these normal screens. Someone's got a CCTV camera that says, or a person goes on the street and there's CCTV.
He knows that there's a camera down there.
He knows the camera will work on, might say that. Now, there's a few things. You must realize when a person walks in the street and a CCTV camera, pastures, he's not interested in that at all. It's not 100% posher because the mice is security. So it does get hanoah of it, to be honest. But basically, he's not even thinking about the camera really. Probably he's not thinking about the camera. Pashtus.
Sorry?
It's filled with Malaydus.
Oh, so it could be the whole thing is he's got no shaykhus to it whatsoever. He doesn't. What? It could be to Misasa. You have to know if it is. But my son, very often, let's say someone's house, for example, someone's got a CCTV camera. Yeah,
the light.
Sorry?
The light burning and it goes on.
What is a person doing? He walks in front of a camera where a picture is being taken of him. Now, you must read that over here. When the camera, this is the camera over there, there's a camera actually. Yeah. Where's the camera there? And I'm away from here, it's taking a picture of the wall there. Yeah? When I stand in front of the camera, it is now, I am now making a picture of myself. Is that called a Maisa Yadai? So that's the Aruch HaShabbos is busy with this. The Aruch HaShabbos over here in Perek, where is it here?
This is for you to walk, this is for me to leave the camera on.
Probably both. Let's just find it. Where is it over here? The Aruch HaShabbos.
It's coming
out of HaShabbos. The Aruch HaShabbos is very busy with this, actually, the shout about what exactly is the problem with walking in front of a camera. Aruch HaShabbos is here.
CCTV is different than CCTV is ongoing. It's not big, but it's either it's not
used,
taken to the wall.
I'm saying it's
camera
true.
Is actually making a photo of that
second. What are you talking about,
a
camera? Someone just takes a photo of me.
Camera,
CCTV. What are you talking about, camera? You're talking about a coin takes a photo of me, or you're talking about camera?
It's CCTV camera, not camera, CCTV. Exactly the same thing.
Right.
So the CCTV is ongoing, constantly taking photos. But you're there, not there, you're still, you're not doing it anymore. Take a picture of the wall, you're there. You're not creating anymore.
So now you're there. Now you're in front of the lens.
So they're taking the photo of you.
But you're putting yourself in there. Well, you're making it clear. You're going in front of that thing, which makes it. So here, the Aruch HaShabbos Rebbe is Perek Tes Vav. Its first shaila is, first of all, is it called ksiva at all? Is it called when you walk in front of a camera, a CCTV camera, and it takes a picture of you? Is that called ksiva? What's the shaila? Why is it so posh? It is really. What's the shaila when it is? It's not over here. The shaila is. You could say posh, but you're making a letter. You're making something in front of you, a form in front of you. So Kim just asked me, oh, that people look at this as an example. That's one side. There's nothing there, there's nothing actually mamoshi, you're not writing anything, it's digital lettering which is going on, digital dots which are there. There's no mamoshes of writing. It's going onto a screen. And this thing is easy to wipe off. You can rub it off. There's no roisha, there's no mark left on it at all. It could be it's falling. The whole thing is not focusing at all. So he wants to tie in on this point over here that it's pashtus, it's called ksiva drabon. It's a kosev drabon. I mean, it's not giving it the dinner of an issa deraisa kosev, but it's an issa of kosev drabon. That's what he wants to suggest. Yeah, this kosev is an issa of ksiva drabonon.
A tiyur.
Yeah, but he's a tzion is an issa deraisa. If a person makes a picture on Shabbos, for example, someone draws a house on Shabbos, it's an issa min haTorah. This is a very shvach ksiva there because it's only dots put together, and the ksiva can get rubbed off very, very quickly. You just put one, delete, the whole thing goes off, and there's no roishim left on after. When you delete it, there's nothing is there. So the whole ksiva.
That's our computer.
Same thing.
Why you allowed to write letters that make it download? Yeah. Can't even though it's digital, it's stocked.
Is it low enough?
Low enough. You can print yet, if it's already printed the letter. So
to write on there,
it's
right. It's ksiva drabon. I'm not saying it's not ksiva yet. We're saying it's ksiva drabon. It's called ksiva drabon. Don't make a mistake, Robert. No one says it's mutter the chachidah to do this. It's not mutter the chachidah to do this. It's zecha ksiva drabon on Pashas. This first side is ksiva drabon. Okay, we have to see another on this, but the violet looks like at least it's awesome Kamala to walk in front of a camera, certainly with Kamala. I can say, if you walk on the street and the cameras are going on, that's probably much better, that's misasset, you're not interested at all. But we're talking about a moshul, say, if someone goes into a building, he's got a building where he knows the moshul, they want him to come in. Or if someone goes into a building, the moshul goes to the hospital, and they have to see his face, for example, they won't open the door unless they see him. So he wants to be shown there. That we have to speak about, Mr. Shem. All right.